Blog Talk Radio. Is someone supposed to be talking? I don't hear anyone talking.
Waiting on Renee.
I was talking. My phone didn't allow you all to hear me. Sorry about that. I'll start over. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for calling in on tonight, this Monday night. Hopefully my phone won't go back on whatever it was doing. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are bringing Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries of Smile 3 to you, which we bring every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm excited to be on the program tonight with my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser, which is my co-host, as I said earlier, along with, I thank God for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, who has made this platform available for us to bring forth guest speakers, and our usual speakers that we have on different Mondays. On tonight, we are very excited to have one Apostle Sandra Thomas' sons that will be bringing forth the word. I thank God for the woman of God. We had her homegoing services on this weekend, where we started out on a Friday with a musical that was a beautiful tribute to the woman of God, as well as her service on Saturday morning, which was so awesome. If you was there, I know you enjoyed the service. It was an awesome homegoing. I can't explain it to you. I would just let the man of God, when he speak on tonight, if he chooses to talk about it, to let you all know. And I would just like to say to you all, thanks again for tuning in. Minister Sheila, could you and would you pray for us tonight as we get prepared to receive the man of God?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another day. I want to thank you for my sisters, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to thank you for this family that you have blessed us in, that to have and to know that you are the power, the Father, and the only one with the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, in our lives and at the head of our life, and that we worship and treasure all that you have given us, and we have treasure. And thank you for blessing us with another day. For each day that we open our eyes and wake up and to manifest in the joy of life of the Lord and our Father, I call it another birthday, because yet we have another day, another new day, another new day of life to learn and to join and to worship and to honor and to praise the Lord. And as I say every morning when you wake up, the first thing you should say was, hello, Jesus, hello, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I continue to thank you, for yet I am here for another day, another birthday of life that you have given me. Lord, I thank you for my sisters. Thank you for my daughters, my sons, my nephews, my nieces, my granddaughters, my grandsons. Lord, I thank you for the world of life you have given me. I thank you for each and every family member that I have been blessed to know and to be blessed to be connected through the blood of Jesus. I thank you for all the brothers and sisters that I have that I don't know, but I know it's in the life and the love and the line of you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you, and I cannot never thank you enough. And I thank you for another day of birth for me and my family, for you have awakened us up to enjoy life. I thank you for the life that we have, the bloodline that we have of love in Christ through the blood of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless the world. I bless each and every person on this earth that yet you have given another day of life. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless and to heal them with your love and your knowledge and your blessings, and to remove all the devilishment, the evil, the deceitful, the harmless that they bring among each other, for some that they all do. Lord, I thank you to bless this government, that they will keep the knowledge and the wisdom of the world of healing them, working for the people that chose to vote and put them in the office to understand and to live for the people, for all people, no matter what your color, race is, whatever, female or female. Lord, I need you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I can never stop thanking you enough. And I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Evangelist Joy Thomas. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall. I thank you for each and every ministering ministers, pastors, bishops, apostles, and all along to this line to bring the word of knowledge and joy to you. And I ask you to keep us in your heart, in your hand, and covering us, and never stop loving us. Lord, just remove all the aches and pains. Heal us, Lord, for whatever we're going through, finance, health, family situations, whatever it is, God, we know you can heal us. You know what's best for us. And I ask that you forever surround me with your love and your kindness. And I thank you. God, I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you, Lord, for the prayer tonight. I'm going to check to see if Pastor Troy Thomas, are you on the line with us tonight?
I am on the line. I'm on the line.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for joining us on tonight, and I will surrender the line over to you and let God have his way with you in your ministry on tonight. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for letting me be a part of, once again, Smile3E and Log Talk Radio. We are not too far from the house. We had to pick up the girls from dance practice so we can go ahead. So we're one of the few minutes behind. But I wanted to get on here, and I know my family's on here, and tell you guys thank you for all that you've done this week and these last couple of weeks after Mom had gone, and all the love and all the, you know, all the concern, the checking on myself and my siblings and the grandchildren and all those connected with us, our family as a whole. So while I'm in transit, I'm not too far from my destination, I want to say thank you. I love you guys. The services that we had this weekend were absolutely what Mom would have wanted, how she would have wanted. Spirit-filled, joyous, laughter, informational, and all of those things that are connected with that. It's definitely still a place of hurt. And even to the point where it's not quite grasped everything, so to speak, at one time. But I know in time, you know, things, God will heal. God will protect and give us what we need through this so that we're able to be as successful as possible concerning what's going on at this time in this place. One thing I thank God for is the Seabury legacy, because it has kept us, really have, that love, that respect, that honor, and everything that's attached to it. I was so happy to see my mother's cousins, all of them, to show the love. Some that I didn't even expect to even come in town came in town. And I thank God for that. Good to see them. Bad situation, but still glad to see them, because I do love them, and I know they loved us, and I know they love Mom as well. And I thank God for them. Right now I'm doing something with Machira. Okay, now I want to tell them I love y'all and get out of my car. So you ain't been kicked out of my car, so get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love y'all. Don't take no wooden nickels. And don't open the door for nobody you don't know. Anybody know us? Know we like to laugh and have fun. And that we enjoy ourselves thoroughly. no matter what's going on. But like I said, it was such a show of love and respect and honor for Mom. It was greatly appreciated, not, for my, not only just myself, but from my siblings and our church family and everybody as a whole. Tonight we're going to talk about something we got a chance to kind of speak on yesterday, and what a blessing it was to speak on it. Except I'm not too far from my house at the moment. Got to give me a few more. I do apologize. I had another plan in there, but sometimes when you're dealing with your children, you know, you tell them one thing and they tend to do other things that kind of put you back. So just bear with me a few moments. We're not going to talk too long tonight because our bodies are yet tired from what has been going on, but we know we yet still have an assignment that God has given us that we must do. We'll be going on Facebook Live momentarily as well. So not only will you be able to hear us here on Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to see us on Facebook Live in a few moments as well. Previously, we got the setup already started, so when we got back, we can just fall in line and do what we have to do. Amen. I thank God for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. I do thank God for Minister Renee Kaiser-Wright and for Minister Sheila Kaiser. We love you guys, Minister Brandon, and all of those that are connected here with us. Really thank God for you guys and the consistency about making sure that the word get out, and that we're able to reach the people and be able to talk to them. I say, on here, it kind of taught me how to get that word together. The encouragement afterwards that was said was a blessing as well. These are things that we gleaned from that our late mother, our late apostle, had taught us to do. And what a blessing it has been. We're going to talk today, like once again, about something that we spoke on yesterday in ministry time. And we're going to continue the conversation on tonight about that. We're going to turn to Genesis, the 22nd chapter. And we're going to talk from the first through the third verse. I know y'all hear me walking through the house and a little loud. Please forgive me. That is Genesis, the 22nd chapter. First through the 13th verse, where we're going to talk from tonight. All right, a few points that I want to make, that I want to talk about and get to. I got to take off my big coat because it's cold outside. And we've been fighting the cold all day, fighting these things that's been going on. Amen. Are y'all still on here? Say something to me. Say hello, something. So I know y'all still here on here listening to me.
Still here, and we're still listening.
Hey,
yes,
now that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, still here.
All right, I'm about to turn on my Facebook Live. I'm going to turn on my Facebook Live, and I'm about to do a little talking. And we're going to pray momentarily. Let me say something on here. I mean, I get all the way to the 13th verse. I might just have to talk about it. Is that all right? Because y'all know me. I don't like to talk all night. I like to get to the point and get it over with. That's one thing I did not hear from my mother. That's one thing I did not hear from my mother and my brother. Long-windedness. All right, we're going to start our Facebook Live. We're going to say a word of prayer as we go on. Good evening, Facebook Live, and good evening once again, Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for the opportunity once again to share with the people of God what God has given us at this time and this place again. Before I start off, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give you praise for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Father, we ask you to word our mouth. Give us revelation. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding that when we speak, that is understood, that we glean from it, that it's something that we can add to our treasure and that we can hold on to, and that we can apply it to our life. And Father, we thank you for the change that's about to happen in our life today. We thank you for the change that's going to happen internally and externally. Father, we praise you and we glorify you for what you're doing. Father, thank you that you gave us the privilege once again to speak your word. Speak your word in truth and in love. Father, for purposes that we may not understand now, but later on will come to fruition. And Father, we give your name the praise and the glory, which is down and down alone. Let your anointing power and your glory be revealed as we begin to speak. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. It is so, and so it is. So here once again, we're on Blog Talk Radio. It's the second Monday of the month, as usual. So we talk on Facebook Live, and we also talk on Blog Talk Radio. God gave us a word a couple of days ago, and I want to share it with you guys. Excuse the way my head look. I took my hat off. Y'all be all right. Praise God. Good morning to all. Good afternoon to all those that are on Facebook Live. I love you. Chubbs, thank you for all. Before I start, let me say this. I thank God for all of you that came out this weekend. Chubbs, thank you so much for showing up. All those that came to be with us as we celebrate the life of my mother, my first love, my friend, my apostle, my pastor, my mom, my mommy, Apostle Sandra Irene Thomas. Such love, really, such respect, such honor that people show forth this weekend for us. This is a very trying time. My father passed a few years ago, and I was telling someone that I don't remember all of these emotions that came along with it. To all the men and women of God, to Pastor Goodwin, to Apostle Daryl O'Neill, to the Freedom Baptist Church, to Superintendent DeAndre Patterson and the Miracle Revival Center, to the musicians, to Mark Wright, to Jeremiah Gavin, to Pastor Lazarus Jones, to Steve Hall, and to the people that sung, and to the choirs that came, to Pastor John Hanna and New Life, amen, to Pastor Daniel Smith and New St. Matthews, to Christina Jones, amen, to all those that participated, to Bishop William Hudson, to Dr. Mildred Harris, to Apostle Bernice Williams, to Pastor Bernice Smith, and to Apostle Betty Yancey, to Bishop Benny Maybon, and to Bishop Harris, and Pastor Earl Davison, to Pastor Elder Marshall and Dr. Marshall, and to all the men and women of God, the women, people of my family, the Seaberries, to the Fairs, Elder Fair, to Apostle Sean Johnson and Lady Natalie Johnson, amen, to Apostle Joseph Davis and Pastor Trina Davis, and to all of P-Chief, and to all of Pilgrim, and to all of Rehoboth, to all those, to Mother Davis, and to Mother Barbara Davis, and Pastor Solomon Davis, and the Solomon Temple Church of God in Christ, to Pastor Donnell Taylor and Mount Zion, to Bishop Richard Harris, to all the men and women of God, to Bishop Timothy Pleasant, to all of my friends that showed up, musicians and all those that concerned, the men and women of God that participated and just showed some love and concern and that prayed for us. I thank God for that. For myself and for my family, we say thank you and that we greatly appreciate it. People don't have to be nice to you. They don't. They have to be kind to you. To the Mountaintop Missionary Baptist Church, to New Philadelphia Pentecostal House of Prayer, to their church, to them participating, to them coming, to all the churches. If I forget your name and your church, please forgive me. As a whole, there were so many people there, I couldn't name everybody. But I thank God for the people in the neighborhood, the people that were there when we first started off. I thank you and I love you to my family, to my dad's side of the family, the Thomases, to my mom, the Dickens and the Seaberries and the Allens. We thank God for you. We really do. Let's dive in real quickly. Mom Bernice, I ain't going to be long, but I'm going to say what God has given me and I'm going to move out the way. It is Genesis, the 22nd chapter. Pray with us. Pray for us that what we says is meant from heaven himself. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. We know that we've heard this story many times and it's been told many ways, but this is how God gave it to me. And how God gave it to me is that I'm all in. Come on, give me some thumbs, some hearts up, and type on the Facebook Live if you can. All those that are on here, come on and say, I'm all in. I am all in. Let me tell you something. Lady Natalie Johnson, my sister, I'm going to stop. Let me tell you this. She did something that was phenomenal. What she did was she brought water pop and snacks inside of the limousines for myself and my family. And you're saying, why are you pointing that out? It's the heart of a person. It's the heart of an individual. If they can love God, they can love you. If they can respect God, they can respect you at the same time. And the thing was, it was so wonderful for her, for just that small thing, to put some chips and some water and the Pepsi, won't he do it? Yes, inside it just for us. I am all in. The 22nd chapter of Genesis, and let's read, if you don't mind. It says, it started at the first verse, and it says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. And then in the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. That key word, and phrase, and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. He said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came unto that place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And said, lay not thy hand on the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him a ram caught in a thicken by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Once again, get a chance, put in there, I am all in. God bless you. Here it is. We're familiar with the story. If you go back to the 17th chapter, if you go back to the 16th to 15th chapter, God began to tell Abraham that he shall have a son. He shall have seed. He said, God, how am I going to have seed? I'm 90 years old. I'm old. My wife is old. Who do you know have babies at this age? And God began to tell him, don't worry about it. I got you. And so then in the midst of that, Mama Bernice, Sarah decided to help God out by sending Hagar in until her husband. And then here come Ishmael. Ishmael became, and because Ishmael came, Hagar started to feel herself. And then Sarah began to pray and tell God, well, she's feeling herself. And the angel came and told her, well, you tell her where she got to go, because this was not of God's doing, this was your doing. So as we go further, God brought forth his promise unto Abraham. Yes, he was 99 years old, and yes, Sarah was 90, but yet and still the promise was still there. So what you're saying, Pastor Thomas, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long ago God made the promise was still made. And because God still, because he made the promise, it's still in play. Somebody come on, type on there, my promise is still in play. Oh, yes, my promise is still in play. It doesn't matter how long or what's going on, my promise is still in play. So then here it is, the promise came along. And the promise came along, and Jesus, God came along and said, I guess there's so many words I may paraphrase. I got a challenge for you, Abraham. You are the father of faith. I want to see just how much faith you have in me. Once again, come on, type on the screen for me. My promise is still in play. And I turned this fan about and got hot. My promise is still in play. So then here it is. It comes to fruition, and God said, okay, I got a challenge for you, Abraham, the father of many nations, the father of faith himself. Let's go with it. So he tell him, come on, take your son. Let's go sacrifice him. I don't know about none of y'all, but I have seven beautiful daughters. I don't see myself sacrificing any of my babies for somebody else, for nothing, for no reason. So then here it is. He went along with it. And so then going along with it, he said that my favorite part was it was not just a sacrifice. I'm Bernice, First Lady Natalie Johnson. It was not just a sacrifice, for it was a worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not just a sacrifice, because a sacrifice sometimes seems to be kind of a negative consonant sometimes. Oh, I got to do this. I got to sacrifice this to do this. I got to steal from Peter to pay Paul. So it then becomes a task and not a desire. But worship becomes your desire. The worship becomes what I want to do, what I desire to do, what I love to do. So he said in the fifth verse, Abraham said unto the young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad shall go yonder and worship. Not only did he say we're going to worship, he said, and come unto you again, which means don't worry, we'll be back. Because even through the midst of it, he knew that God wasn't going to let him down. He said, that's all I said, he didn't bring me this far just to leave me. He didn't build a home in us to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Your promise is still in play. All you have to do is trust that and believe that God has your best interest in mind. Your promise is still in play if you get all in. Hallelujah. I am all in. So then here it is. Pastor, what do you mean all in? Before my mother left here to go be with God, she said this. She said, son, what I need for us, for you to do is to get all in. I begin to share at the home going. I promised my mother all that I was going to do was to get all in. Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Forgetting that stuff that I used to do, who I used to be, and how I used to do it. Because now that I'm all in, because at the time I wasn't all in. Lady Natalie, what we would do is we go to church, we get on the music, we get on the instruments, and we play, and we use God's gifts. But we were using God's gifts to seduce women to get what we wanted out of them. I'll wait. Sometimes we act like we ain't never been seduced, or we are been the seducer. Amen. It might not have been in a sexual type of manner. It just might have been something so that we can achieve something that we wanted. You know what I'm saying? What we tend to do is we tend to get a sugar daddy, a sugar mama. And so what we do is we play with them. You know what I'm saying? We really don't want them, but we want what they can provide for us. And then we play this cat and mouse game with them and not really getting all in. We get it far enough to get what we want, and then we out the door. But that's because we don't want to get all in. They might not spit all of the specifications of what we need and what we desire or what we want, but they have something like it, so we'll take what they're giving us in order to get what we want and how we want it. So then, therefore, what happens is we play in these cat and mouse games, but we're not all in. I learned this. My mother said, I learned this from my own when I was married. Mama Bernice, I didn't get all in, Alicia, in my marriages. I kind of got in. I kind of did something like a husband was supposed to do, not really, depending on how I felt or who I was hanging with or how good she looked. You understand what I'm saying? Because I wasn't invested. In the vows, it says, for better or worse until death do you part. For better or for worse until death do you part. But the fact of the matter is, we go into things only getting what we can get out of it. If it is beneficial to us, if we are gleaning from it, we got a purpose behind what's going on, then we're all good with it. But if we're not getting what we want, then we're done with it. We got to move on to the next place because we have no stick-to-itiveness to it. That word, I couldn't get it out. We can't stick to nothing. We have no. We're not committed. We're not committed. We're not all in. We kind of up. We kind of down. We kind of feeling some kind of way. Then we got these people behind us that's kind of pushing us to do what we want to do because they're miserable. And how dare you be happy while I'm miserable? You know what I'm talking about? Don't. My husband did me this way, so your husband, he looked like he doing the same thing my husband was doing. So, girl, this is what you should do. My wife was doing this, and so my wife was doing that. So, bro, this is what she probably doing. So then you feel some kind of way, your mind done told your heart, feel some kind of way, and you think of something. Then now your actions done lined up with what your reprobated mind and your corrupt heart done told your actions to do because you're not all in. Because one thing I learned, Mama Bernice, was this one thing, that if I love you, nobody can come tell me nothing negative about you. You dig what I'm talking about? You can't come tell me about my wife. You can't come tell me nothing about my husband. I know who they are. I don't need your input when I'm all in. And not only, where your proof at? You got a whole lot of lip conversation with no proof. But you want to tell me about my relationship and what I should do, and you ain't got damn and ain't been in one, and God knows when. You've been miserable all this time. You want to be miserable with you. No. I know misery loves company, but this one company ain't going to go with you. Sidebar, and now I'm back. So here it is. It takes a commitment to be all in. You have to be committed not only naturally, but be committed spiritually. It takes more than you walking down the aisle of the church and giving the preacher your hand and writing your name in a book and say, I belong to this ministry. What are you doing in ministry? The fact of the matter is, have you yielded yourself to God himself? How about that? Have you committed yourself to God? Have you committed yourself to salvation? Have you committed yourself to holiness? Have you committed yourself to love and to righteousness? Not self-righteousness, but righteousness. Because the Bible says our righteousness is as a filthy rag. My God, today. So how do you get all in? You get all in by the Bible says, it says in Romans, I believe Romans 9 and 10, you must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, then y'all shall be saved. Once you get saved, now it's time to get delivered. It's time to get delivered from your mentality, from your ways, from the things that you have adapted your life to be free and to stay free. All right? So even in relationship, you know what I'm saying, that takes a time. That we have to be committed. You have to become your wife's friend, your husband's friend. You have to be their confidant. You have to be their leaning post. You have to be the person that will pray them through when they can't pray themselves through. You have to be the person that's standing in the gap for them when they're preaching, when they're ministering, when they're living life as itself. You have to be that light for them that they need in the midst of darkness. I don't care where you go. It could be black. But when you turn on that light, it illuminates the darkness. Hallelujah. The light illuminates the darkness. Because darkness has no power over light. And you have to walk, that's all I say, walk in the light. Beautiful light. Somewhere the dooms of mercy stand bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. I got happy, y'all. Jesus is the light of the world. It takes friendship. It takes understanding. The Bible says, all that getting, get understanding. You have to understand who your spouse is, who she may be. Not only that, I learned something years later that I did not learn in my first marriage about my first wife. We had certain kind of conversations, Mama Bernice, and I didn't understand why we had to talk this way in order to get understanding. Only to realize later after it was over that this is the way they did things in their household. You see what I'm saying? This is the way they communicated in their household. So that was their type of communication. In my household, we didn't communicate like that. So therefore, that was not my understanding of how things are supposed to go. You understand what I'm saying? So then what we had to do was, the right thing to do was to learn her communication skill in her house where she grew up in. She learned mine, and we take it and put it together so that it's conducive for our household. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the same thing with Christ. You have to understand what God wants from us, hallelujah, what Jesus expects from us, the relationship. But if you talk to him, when your talk is your prayer time, the man of God got up, Apostle Donald Graham, and said, it's time for us to be intercessors. It's time for us to pray without ceasing. My mother was an intercessor, not only for this region, for every region around. She was determined to pray for not only for her children, for the area, for Chicago, for the United States, for the world, to intercess so that demons and devils would not take hold of the area which she was assigned to. What area are you assigned to so that you can be on your post to pray? Okay, I'm back. So here it is, but you have to be all in. Abraham had to be all in order to be willing to sacrifice his son. The man took his child. The man made out the altar. The man tied his son up and raised his hand to do the deed because he trusted that God had a purpose and a plan just for him. Once again, come on, give me some thumbs in the heart and said, I am all in. Come on. I am all in. It's necessary. And for those that got on here late, what I want you to do is also type on here, my purpose, my promise is still in play. My promise is still in play. I'm going to have to go ahead and teach that. My promise is still in play. Come on. I am all in. The last point I want to make, and I promise you I'm done with this, is this. In order for you to be all in, three things you have to do. You have to be committed. It's not just sacrifice, but the sacrifice has to be a place of worship. Once again, in the fifth verse of the 22nd chapter of Genesis, he told them, stay here. Me and my son are going to worship the Lord. We're going to worship and we'll be back. So he was sure, he was positive that God had his back. He wasn't scared. He wasn't afraid. We tend to walk in fear. The Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Love, power, and of a sound mind. God has the power to sustain us. God has the power to heal us. God has the power to free us once we get all in. The Bible says this, he whether you be hot or cold, or he'll spit you out. Whether you be hot or cold, which means your mind is made up to either be one place or another. We need to, people of God, we need to either get in or get out. We have too many lukewarm saints of God, too many lukewarm, sanctified Holy Ghost people. Too many of them. I'm doing a quotation because you say you're saved and you're sanctified, but you're saved and sanctified during church time. But outside of church, they don't know whether you go to church or not. The people at your job don't know whether you go to church. And not only go to church, forget going to church. They don't know if you have a relationship with God. Because you can be in church and not be saved. You know, I know because I'm in church every Sunday. And I want nothing to look like saved. And I wasn't ashamed to tell nobody. I ain't saved. I come to church so they're going to pay me to play. And I feel some kind of way. I feel good. And I'm going back out to do the same thing I was doing earlier today. I didn't want to be saved. But I went to church. But we say we saved. And then we're delivered. And we have the power of the Holy Ghost. But our lifestyle does not reflect what we say we actually are. If I tell you all day long I love you, and nothing that I say or do shows you that I love you, it's just a whole lot of conversation. A whole lot of talk. Mama preached a message years ago. She said, baby, she preached, she said, talk is cheap. Yes, it is. Talk is cheap. The last point I want to make, I'm coming to a close, but I feel the power of God, hallelujah, is that we have to be available. Available. We have to be committed. We have to be ready to be, for it to be more than just a sacrifice. It has to be worship, and we have to be available. The songwriter said, Lord, I am available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, but my storage is empty, hallelujah, and I am available to you. My storage is empty. My thoughts, my mind, my mentality, my conversation is empty. But God, I'm available to you. You fill me up. You lead and you guide me. You teach me and you love me so that I can get to the way I'm supposed to go. Once again, I'm all in. You got too many church people that's straddling the fence. And I'm going to say this, and I might, people might feel some kind of way about it, but it's okay. It's my life. It's my page. You cannot be walking through God's house doing whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, and think that's going to be okay. It's not. It's not okay. You can't live a horrible life, a lustful life, foolishness and partying and acting a fool, and think you're going to get up on Sunday morning and lead God's people nowhere. You ain't going to do it. Your gift is what it is. The Bible says gift and call coming out of repentance. But how much anointing and power is behind it? None. You know why? Because the anointing destroys the yoke. It does not only destroy the yoke for the people in the audience, but it destroys the yoke inside of you as well. You're sad, Bob, but I'm back. Once again, my storage is empty, and I am available to you. Do me a favor and share this, if you will. Share this with some people. Share this with some people. Share this and let them know I am all in, and my purpose and my promise is still in play. You understand how that blessed me? That word blessed me. My purpose and my promise is still in play. My God, today, my purpose and my promise is still in play. Why? Because I'm all in. Because I am all in. I thank you for joining me this evening. Appreciate you. Y'all know Pastor Troy don't take no long time to say what God has to say. I say what God has to say, I am, and I'm done. The fact of the matter is we have to get all in. We have to sacrifice, not in a negative way, but sacrifice in worship. Sacrifice our conversation. Sacrifice our personal thoughts. The way we do things, the way we do these things. But the Bible says God's ways are not ours, and his thoughts are not ours. So we have to put away our stinking thinking, our conversation, and get all in. Yes, it might be awkward. Yes, we might not understand it. It might be very foreign to us. But the end result is success. You know, don't believe me? My mother was diagnosed in 2010 with breast cancer. And they told her she was already, Kim, they already told my mother she was already in stage 4 cancer when they told her in 2010. And they told her she had 6 to 8 months to live. But 8.5 years later, my mother was still here. My mother passed January 31st at 10 o'clock a.m. 8.5 years later, when they told her she only had 6 to 8 months to live because she was all in. She trusted God of her salvation. To today, to the minute she lost, she said she took her last breath, she still trusted in God. If I didn't learn nothing from this entire process, my God, today, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. If I didn't learn nothing from this process, watching my mom go through what she went through, watching the pain in her eyes, watching the pain in her body, but watching her still depend on God and say, I don't care what you do to me, I'm not going to curse him. I don't care how much pain I'm in, I'm not going to let down. Because he's been too good to me. My mother served God almost 50 years of her life. My God, almost 50 years of my life, of her life, my mother served God. And she was not going to let a few weeks, a few months out of those 50 years deter her to go any kind of way. I saw what faith can do, hallelujah. I saw what prayer could do. I saw what being all in could do when you believe and trust in God, the God of our salvation. The God that sent his only son to die when we were not worthy. That same God, if you just put your trust in Jesus, hallelujah, everything will be all right. He will make your yoke wear easy, and your burden shall be light. I watched her. I gleaned, and the mantle is now in my lap. And I'm determined to take that mantle and to run with it. I love you, guys. I appreciate you. But thank God, it's time for us to get all in. It's time for us to get all in. The benefit of getting all in is this: we live to live again. We live to live again. Not in this flesh, but in the spiritual realm, we live to see our Savior. I love you and I appreciate you. Father God, we thank you. We love you and we appreciate you. Father, you laid out a perfect example for us to be all in. You made Abraham a promise. And Father, there were some rocky roads on the way to the promise. But just because you said it back then does not mean that you forgot what you promised us. So Father, you told us that our purpose and our promise is still in play. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise for what you're doing, what you're about to do, and how you're about to do it. Father, he could have gave up and said, no, not my son. But Father, he said, he kept on going. He went through the whole situation to tie his son up, to lay the altar down, and to raise his hand with the knife to take his life, because he believed that you had a great purpose and a plan just for this. Father, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. We give you praise for, Father, that from this day forward, from this moment, from this time, from this second, we are now all in. We're in to win. And, Father, we win when we live again. When this life is over, when this natural life is over, our spiritual life, we shall live for eternity. And, Father, we praise you and we glorify you. In your son Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. I love you guys. I appreciate you. If you're not busy on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m., we have service at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church as our temporary location. We have church, once again, as our temporary location is the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, 4244 West Madison in Chicago, Illinois. 4244 West Madison. And I tell you, I guarantee you, a blessing from God himself, because God is on the inside and he reigns forever. I thank you and I appreciate you. And coming soon. Mom wanted us to get, Mom wanted to have a birthday celebration, and we're not going to let her down. So we're looking for the first or second Sunday in March, this coming weeks, to do this birthday celebration. Mom would have made 65 years old on the 27th of this month. On the 27th of February, my mother would have been 65 years old. And we're going to celebrate her life once again, just one more time, for this, because that's what Mom wanted. And we're going to praise him. We're going to glorify him. We're going to lift him up. I want to see you there. I want you to be a part if you can. I love you. I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. For all those that held us up in prayer, that did the little small things, the big things, the things in between, the checking on us, the text messages. I've got about 4,000 phone calls, real talk, since that last Thursday. I'm not lying. Every time I get on the phone, I get 3 more phone calls, like in a row. I'm talking about, like, seriously. Can I pick up the phone? I'm talking on the phone, I get 3 more phone calls. I call that person back, I get 3 more phone calls. I thank God for you guys calling, for texting, all of that. That's right. That's a good day, February 27th. We're going this first or the second Sunday of March, we're going to celebrate my mom's birthday, and we have service. Right, thank you so much. 4244 West Madison. Sunday's at 8:30 a.m. You can take all the credit. Apostle Sean Johnson, he was the greater part. I mean, you guys were great. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I love you. I really do. I really do love you guys. I appreciate you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. Share this with somebody, y'all. I'm pretty sure it will bless somebody, okay? Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you for the service on tonight. I'm just so in love with the word that you brought forth on tonight to let us know it's time for us to declare that I am all in. When we were kids, we used to play this jump rope, and we would jump to this little jump rope song that says all together. So all together, we're going to say I'm all in with being about my. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing forth the word from coming from Genesis 22, letting us get back in our mind of the sacrifice that God told Abraham to bring, and then Abraham depended on God because, like you said, he said it, and I never had paid attention to that before myself when he said, we'll be back. So I just want to let you all know that it's time to come back to living for God, being about his business. As the man of God said on tonight, we're all in. So I'm just going to let you all take this time out to just encourage the man of God into his life and tell him how much how much it meant to you to hear from him tonight, how much it meant to you to get the word and let him know that you're all in. The lines are open, so go ahead on and just speak into the man of God's life.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Just want to tell Pastor Troy, thank you for the words. I thank you for the encouragement, the knowledge, the information, the knowledge and the truth that we all need to hear and to understand. You know, stepping halfway don't make nothing. The halfway do not take you to your destination, to your full blessing, and to your full life of the Lord that he has for you. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you that the word was mostly powerful, very encouraging. And you have a blessed one, and you and your family forever enjoy in the blessings of the Lord.
Pull your pants up. Pull them all the way up.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words. That's okay. Anybody else would like to speak into the man of God's life for tonight? Okay, well, one thing we do know, I was watching it on Facebook Live. Saw we had several people tuned in. We would like to say thank you all for listening in. And I just want to encourage you all to tune in on the Monday nights for our Blog Talk Ministry. We have some exciting men and women of God that bring forth the word of God on this Blog Talk. Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. So I'm going to ask one more time before we hang up, because we do know that the man of God said, if you're not doing anything Sunday morning, a service starts at 8:30, 4244 West Madison. For those of you all that don't see numbers well, it's next door to the Laundromat across from Family Dollar. So you can't miss that. So and you will be able to go in there and have service. Not all day for those that want to try to use it. Not all day, if I'm not mistaken. It's over by 10:30 a.m., maybe a little later, depends on if the Spirit of God is moving like that, which most of the time it is. But still, it's not all day. So, Pastor, is there anything else you would like for us to know about?
Hey, Pastor Troy, before you give the closing remarks, my phone cut off, so therefore I couldn't say anything. So I just wanted to let you know that I was on the line and then my phone cut off because I was getting ready to, you know, just shout out hallelujah. I was getting ready to remind you that I was committed, I was available, I was all in, I was ready to worship. I was just on my phone, said flip, and went off. So that could have happened to someone else too, because that was a powerful and rhema word. So thank
you.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. That's what I was saying at the beginning. My phone wasn't acting right. So, okay, Pastor, I'm going to put it back in your hands. Close the remarks.
I thank y'all so much. I love you. I mean, I love my family, man. Like, real talk, I do. I love my family. I thank you guys for the encouragement, for trusting. You know, if you never trusted me, I know you trusted Mom. And I know you trusted what she put in us. And that not only what she put in us, but the God she put in us. You know what I'm saying? The power, the anointing that she made sure that we held, that we that we held together and what we did and how we did it. And I thank you guys, because that's a part of our family, a part of our lineage. You know what I'm saying? The trust in God, the love of God. And I thank God for you guys. Y'all heard me fussing at Freddie. He walk around with his pants almost at his ankles. Well, pull your pants up. Walk around here too lazy. Pull your pants up. Oops, I'm sorry. Pull your pants up. I don't want to see your crack. I got my own. I want to see yours. You know. So that's good. I thank you guys so much. I'll be letting you guys know exactly when we'll be putting that service together for Mom. And you know, we want all hands in for what Mom wants. This is what Mom really wanted us to do. She was talking about the fact that I think it was that Monday before she passed, she was saying, call Pastor Jones and see what we could do as far as putting her birthday celebration together. You know what I'm saying? That's what she was looking forward to seeing. And so that was that Monday. And we were in the process of getting this stuff together, what did she want. Even though she couldn't really talk, she was able to write some stuff, and we were, you know, getting ready to give her the pen and let her write down, because she was kind of tired, so we let her rest. But we know how she liked things, how she liked things put together, so we're going to do our best to make her even proud of celebrating her birthday, even though she's physically not here, but yet and still she's here through us, her children, and the people that she's touched, her family, her spiritual daughters and her spiritual sons as well. So thank you so much. I appreciate you guys, and I love you. Okay? Go ahead.
Oh, all right. We want to say thank you again for you all tuning in on tonight. Please share the video. It was a very powerful video. And just know that the pastor said he's all in. If you could get past yesterday, I guarantee you'll be blessed from today on. If you stop looking at yesterday or what somebody yesterday did and look forward, look to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. And as the man of God said on tonight, all in, sold out. And he's just letting you know that he's trusting God and depending on God, because he knows. He knows because his mother lived an example to let him know what you can look forward to and receive in life when you're all in with the Lord. When you trust God, God will make things happen for you. Like you said, they told her she had 6 to 8 months. But look what happened. Like God said, his time is not our time, nor his ways our ways. So know that when we do it in the way that God has called us to do it, there is a blessing that you can look forward to. So I would like to say, don't forget, on Fridays, our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, with her ministry, God Still Heals, is presented to you on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Sunday morning, our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Minister Brandon Kaiser is on Blog Talk at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. And don't you forget that our foundational ministry scripture is Matthew's and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And if you don't know anything else, know this. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So in those words that we leave you with, be blessed and good night.